Good morning, and thank you for starting your hump day and your Wildwood Wednesday with the Andy Summer Show.
Yeah, don't forget. Okay, watch the tram car. You want to keep listening for that because we've got tons of three-day passes for you to go to the Barefoot Country Music Festival in Wildwood. But Valentine's Day is just a couple of days away. I mean, that is one way to score a date, I would imagine, if you were to win the passes and then make that your profile picture on social media.
You're just holding up the tickets?
Yeah. Hey, want to be my date? Who's not going to say yes to that? Yeah. But there are studies out that show like how many people actually meet their spouses or significant others in the workplace.
Yeah, it's staggering. I saw it said 40%, the thing that I saw. I mean, that's a lot of people.
It is a lot.
Yeah,
but I mean, that we're kind of married to our work in this country. So it's not that surprising that that's how you would find the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, right?
Yeah, because and I always think about just even making friends. It's so easy when you're a kid because you're out of play groups and you just go, hey, want to be my friend? And all of a sudden you're friends with somebody. But when you're an adult, you're not allowed to swing on swing sets and slides. You have to go to work all day. So that's where you're going to meet people.
And it does get a little awkward when you find someone that you want to be friends with. And then it's like, hey, because it feels like you're asking them out on a date, right? Like, do you want to do something outside of work or am I like crossing the boundary?
Yeah. And so many places, rightfully so, have rules about dating in the workplace. But
why is that rightfully so? Is it really so bad to date someone that you work with?
Well, I'm the wrong person to ask because this is the first radio station I've worked for where I've not dated someone.
Are you thinking about it?
Oh, yeah, I've got a list. But now you and, correct me if I'm wrong, you and your hubby, you worked together, right?
Yeah, we did. We did. So I started working there. He had worked there for a few years. And then when I started, we started dating almost immediately. And,
were you guys at the same level or was one of you a boss or...
Neither one of us were bosses or bossy. I did the morning show on the country station and he was the promotions director for the pop station. And then he also did some part-time work. So we both worked there on the weekends as well. And
So it'd be equivalent to me dating Donnie.
Yes.
Okay.
Very romantic. but it was funny because we started dating and everybody seemed cool with it because it wasn't really getting in the way of anything, you know, and we were both young, you know, like in our 20s. This was my first real big job and stuff. And, but I remember he told me one day, cause since I did mornings, I would be leaving work at lunchtime because that's the end of my day. And he would be going to lunch. So often I would go into his office and wait for him. And then we would walk out to our cars together. Mm-hmm. And one day our boss, our general manager, who I often refer to as Satan, and this is just one of the reasons I call him that. He called Leonard in and said, you know, I know that you're dating Eddie. I know that's how he talked. I know that you're dating Eddie. So you two, and I'm okay with that. You guys can, there are romances that go on here at the station. So I'm okay if you want to date Andy. But
is your boss W.C. Fields or what is that?
He looked like Hitler. I am not kidding you. He was absolutely the devil. So it's all right. And then if you at lunchtime you guys leave and I know you probably go and you go back to her apartment and then you do your thing there. Yeah.
What?
Only he said what, right? But I don't even want to say it. It was just so dirty. And he's like, but listen, don't do drugs on my time. So no drugs, but you can have as much of the other shit. And so Leonard told me this and I was like, I never want to go back there again. I never want to, just thinking that my boss thinks I'm leaving work and like canoodling with my boyfriend and doing drugs, none of which was happening at all. Yeah, it was mortifying.
Oh, that is awful.
So, but we persevered. We were like, nope, we are better than all of this. And now we're living happily ever after. So there, Satan,
Hitler, Fields.
Yes.
I had, when I worked at a radio station in Wisconsin, I started dating one of the other, one of the girls that was on air. And the program director, had a little crush on her. So as soon as he found out that we were dating, I got fired.
You're kidding.
Now, they never said, obviously, that's why, but.
Well, they can't say that.
Odd coincidence, right?
I mean, do you remember doing something really dumb? Did you like come to work with a gun or did you come to work and like, were you drunk? Were you doing drugs? Maybe you were the one that was doing drugs on company time.
Yes, we had the same boss.
Yes.
And from my bad example, he just thought that's what everybody did.
Well, my boss probably would have wanted to be with your girlfriend too. That's kind of, he clearly didn't like me. He didn't mind Leonard dating me. I was not
his
type.
Was fine,
I'm much
right?
too tall for him. He only liked the little girls because he was so short. Anyway.
Nothing
Satan.
Redeeming about this guy.
Satan.
Any good, any good office romance stories? Let's hear it. 215-263-6700. Or bad ones, probably.
Yeah,
those would be better.
Wake up. The Andy Summers Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m. Every morning. 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.